Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Part 6. Pilgrimage during pregnancy. Last year, Singaporean Saliha Muhammad Razak and her husband went for Hajj. Millions of Muslims around the world do the same every year, except that in this case, the experience was made more special because she was sharing her journey with a little life growing inside her. More about her incredible pilgrimage. I asked her, how did people react when you told them about this big decision while you were expecting? She said, people always think that pregnant ladies are unwell, so it wasn't easy to get the visa for the trip. Also, because of H1N1, the government was very strict. They wanted everybody to get immunization jabs. I was supposed to get one also, but it was risky because I was in the earlier half of my pregnancy. It was difficult to get all and everything settled at the beginning, but I stuck it through because I'd made a promise to myself that I would go no matter what, amazingly. And I'd like to think that it was because Allah invited me. Everything seemed to go very smoothly after that. I asked, tell us about your experience. Did you face any problems? And she said, the only real problem was that most of us fell sick. I caught a terrible cough from my husband, and because of my situation, was advised not to take any medicine. So I was stuck with strepsils and a special concoction of salt water. It was a blessing that I only fell sick after we were done with Hajj and Umrah. I then asked, you had to be on your feet the whole day long. Weren't you afraid that it was too risky? To this she said, through my whole journey, I just felt very light. It almost seemed that I wasn't carrying a baby. I even went up to a mountain cave at midnight. On top of that, I was carrying around a knapsack, a 5-liter water bottle. With no difficulty, I managed, and everybody was surprised. Somehow, I didn't feel worried. I had a lot of faith that everything was in Allah's hands. And so it feels like that. It feels like your body is being carried for you. The only close accident I had was after tawaf when a man pushed against me and I almost collapsed. Alhamdulillah, my husband managed to catch me. Otherwise, I might have injured myself or my baby. I asked, since you were in such a spiritual place, did you feel that you managed to bond emotionally with your baby as well? To this she said, yes. A deeper connection, and probably more on a spiritual level. Especially with the presence of everyone's du'as, it was really a huge blessing. But for this, only time will tell. We can only leave it to Allah's hands. But to be honest, for now, I think that there is no stronger experience than the mother and baby touch, the first touch to bond us. No mother can deny that it is the special moment you connect with your child. And to conclude in this interview, I asked her, would you recommend it to other expecting mothers? Meaning, if they're expecting and they're going on the Hajj, would they manage? What would your advice be? And to this she remarked, I would very, very much recommend this. Go for it. Because the feeling that Allah is taking care of you and the life that is in you is indescribable. They will definitely feel something special protecting them. It is a blessing from Allah, and you know that He is taking care of the baby. That was today's installment in our current series as we explore Hajj in Southeast Asia. Today was part 6, Pilgrimage during Mecca. Join us tomorrow for part 7 as we discuss more of a historical context in the footsteps of Zheng He. الملك والحمد الذي أنت تعلمه.